For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. There's a lot of talk about new wash day products going around these days, but the big news is the news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard about no rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you tried no rinse suds, you know through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. That's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable color, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now for Ma Perkins. For the past week, our thoughts have been with Faye, who's in New York, visiting her beau, Spencer Grayson. For a long time, all of us have wanted Faye to fall in love and get married. And Spencer Grayson does seem to be the right man. Only, why does Tom Wells keep making little remarks about Spencer? And why is it Faye's letter to Ma on Friday held no hint at all of romantic developments? Is anything wrong? Right now, it's the middle of the morning. Willie and Ma are in the office at the lumberyard, and Shuffle is out on some errands. But,
gosh, Ma, I almost forgot to tell you, and Evie reminded me last thing before I left this morning.
Hmm? What did you say, Willie?
We got a whole flock of postcards in the mail today from New York City.
From Faye?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's nice, really.
Yeah, there was a folder for Paulette.
Oh.
It showed the harbor and a lot of ocean liners. I can never get it through my head, Ma, how a place as big as New York is nothing but an island sticking up plunk in the middle of the water. All those huge buildings and the people and the money they spend. Nothing but an island.
I reckon it's a real magic island, Harfay, these days. I do hope that she's enjoying every minute of her visit.
Then there was a postcard for Evie.
Oh.
This gave a picture of some fancy restaurant with a lot of empty tables and chairs and palm trees, Ma. Can you imagine? Growing right up in the middle of the room.
Is that right?
And Faye said that was where she and the Fentons were having dinner. Dinner at night, you know. At least she wrote it on the card. It was 9 p.m. when they had dinner, Ma.
Must have been a real special occasion.
Well, I don't know how special it was. She didn't mention that Spencer was along or anything, but maybe he was. And then there was a postcard for me. Evie kept it, or I'd show it to you. It was the New York skyline at night.
Oh, my.
Holy smoke. They don't care what they pay for electric bills there. It looked like every room in the city had left their lights on, and the big bulbs, too.
Oh, it's a real pretty sight.
Right away, Evie was down my throat how I complain that she leaves the light on in the closet all the time. I tell her the moth can see in the dark.
Oh, I reckon New York is a whole different way of living, Willie. Their habits are different, not the people, but...
Well, when Spencer Grayson was here, he didn't seem so different. Yet when you begin to think of him running up all those electric bills and waiting until bedtime before he eats supper, I don't know, that's a different language, Ma.
Oh, no, Willie, just different habits, like I said. And part of it has got to do with folks' jobs. They work later in the city. Like, you don't think it's queer when Joseph gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go on his milk route and eats his lunch at 10. It's a habit, dear.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Ma. Only Rushville Center habits make sense.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess my trouble is I'm a one-town man, just like I'm a one-job man. I never want to work anywhere but the Perkins Lumberyard for the rest of my life, Ma.
I know. I thank the Lord every night that the family is back together again. You and Shuffle, Evie and Faye, all of us where we belong, together.
It's funny, Ma. You know, here's us giving thanks for being back home. And Evie, you know what Evie's giving thanks for?
What?
That Faye is away from home. That Faye has got such a good chance to get a husband and make a new life, even if it means being away from us.
Well, we won't think of that part now, Willie. Only if Faye's being happy. Now she's enjoying her visit with Mr. Grayson.
Do you think she is, Ma?
Huh? What, Willie, do I think what?
That Faye's enjoying her visit with Mr. Grayson because Evie is worried.
Why, I don't see what could be bothering Evie.
It's that letter Faye wrote you, Ma.
My letter? Mm-hmm. You know that I've been carrying that around to show Shuffle. He ain't seen it yet. Oh, land, you'd be surprised and hear how the Fenton kiddies have grown.
Ma, you hit the nail on the head. That's just it. Everything about the Fentons and their kids. Almost nothing, which pertains to Spencer Grayson.
Oh, well, land, really, it's natural that young girls don't like to talk a lot about their beaus.
Well, Faye would talk to you, Ma.
Well, that's true, but... Well, Faye knew that I'd show that letter around to the whole family because she said there wasn't time to write everybody. And she don't want us to go build a lot of hope.
But why don't she, Ma? Unless there's nothing to build on. Unless, like Evie thinks, something has gone wrong.
Willie. Oh, no. I don't believe nothing's gone wrong. Well, that's one thing that Faye would have wrote me. Anyway, I don't see what could go wrong in a visit like this.
Well, it could go wrong that she wasn't having any fun.
Oh, no, it wasn't fun that took Faye to New York, but it was more... Well, she ain't sure how much she's fond of Mr. Grayson. She's got to decide on her own feelings. If them feelings is for Mr. Grayson, well, that's good. And if them feelings ain't as strong as she thought, why, it's a good thing for Faye to find that out, too.
You'll never get Eddie to believe it would be good for Faye to cool off on Mr. Grayson. No, sir. Never in this world.
Well, I think we got to trust Faye in this. She wouldn't be the girl that we all know and love if she didn't have a mind of her own.
Nothing has happened to cool you off on Mr. Grayson, has there, Ma?
Why, Willie, no. I think he's a real fine young man.
Sure, Ma, so do I. I was only afraid that, afraid something maybe Tom Wells said to you the night he had supper at your house. You told us he was talking funny about Mr. Grayson.
If Tom said anything, I've forgotten. Just like he asked me to forget the minute the words was out of his mouth.
Exactly what were those words again, Ma?
I told you, Willie, I've forgotten. What is that? Sounds like a bell.
Yeah, sounds like a kid on a bike. I'll go see it. Holy smokes, Ma. Come here. Look out this window.
Huh? Oh, why, Shuffle. Shuffle on a bicycle.
Oh, brother, look at him go. Weaving all over the place. No hands. Not bad for an old codger either. Hey, Shuffle. Shuffle, get a horse. Whoops, he got off. Just short of falling off.
Isn't that the bicycle that you and Shuffle was fixing up for Tom Wales?
Not one fixing up, it's all fixed. Take another look, Ma.
Why, yes. Oh, won't Tom be surprised? He was thinking to do that work himself.
Yeah, it won't cost him an hour's work, nor a penny of cash, neither.
Oh,
except for the dollar he originally agreed with Shuffle. We worked on it all weekend, Ma. How do you like that red paint?
Looks like the firehouse, Willie.
It comes from the firehouse. Free of charge, too. Left over from painting the old truck.
Oh, you boys did a grand job. It's like a brand new bicycle. Only, of course, maybe a little different shape. Nowadays,
I should have recognized that bell. We swiped it off a junior from that old scooter he never uses no more.
Oh, no, Landry. The leather seat, I know where that comes from. Shuffle asked me last week could he use the leather top to fall that old baby bunny.
And the tail I donated by the junk man in return for those foot warmers that Evie knit me. Don't tell him.
Oh, I won't.
But where do those tires come from? Shuffle and me never figured no way to get... Well, look who's here.
All right, folks. I see you took notice of me out there with the grand finale to our labors, Willie.
Finale, you're right. You almost landed head first on your finale. Say, where'd you find the tires, Shuffle? You didn't go out and buy them, did you?
I got them tires off of Lonnie Konvalinka in return for enough secondhand boards to patch up that old porch flooring of his.
Oh.
I said Willie'd bring them over later.
Willie'd bring them over. Right away, I'm elected.
I also said Willie'd give him a hand knocking them in place.
Shuffle, my hands you're giving away again.
You wouldn't want an old duffer like me down on his hands and knees.
An old duffer who ain't so old he can't go cavorting around on a bicycle all morning.
Well, I was out on some errands for Ma, it so happens. Ma, you don't mind about my giving Lonnie a few of them old boards?
Oh, no, Shuffle. I think you made a very good trade. And I thank you for letting me do something to help Tom, too.
So Tom gets a bicycle, and Shuffle gets thanks from Ma, and what does Willie Fitz get? Down on his hands and knees, fixing Lonnie Konvalinka's porch.
If you ain't the most lovable, unselfish bozo that I ever did know. Well, ain't I lucky to have a sidekick like Willie Fitz, Ma? In fact, this is my lucky day. Know what I got in the mail this morning? Letter from Faye.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a bunch of postcards at our house.
And I got a letter that I've been meaning to show you, Chef.
You got a letter, Ma?
Uh-huh.
Well, good enough. Maybe now I'll get some news about Mr. Spencer Grayson.
But you just said you got a letter from Faye.
Well, tarnation, Willie, don't you know nothing about the fairer sex? Faye ain't writing me no lowdown about her best beau. But I bet Ma can give us some news on the hearts and flowers department.
Ma didn't get no more lowdown than we did. Only the Fenton's this and the Fenton's that and what places she's been eating at. And...
Ma, you mean to say you ain't got no reports on how our romance is coming along?
Mm-hmm. I reckon it's Faye's romance, Shepherd dear. And so far, well, Faye just ain't said very much.
Very much? She ain't said nothing. Not one single word.
Ladies, now for the first time in wash day history, you can save rinsing and actually get your clothes deep clean. For new deep cleaning Oxidol is designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out grain, dirt, no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. New Oxidol reaches deep down in the fibers, loosens dirt, floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Get new Oxidol in the giant economy size that can do your family's laundry for a whole month. Well, we're all hoping Faye and Spencer are making progress in their romance. We can see so many advantages for Faye. And there's another important person to be considered. Yes, it's little Paulette we hear from tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.